Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is G-Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show coming to you live. We can get things started right now with Another Day by Dan J. Buck.
When I wake up in the morning and the sun shines across my face, I know the Lord, He's blessed me with another day. Oh, as I walk long by prison journey, and I cross the stormy banks and raging sea, I know that He will keep me in perfect peace. Another day, another day, He has blessed me. Another day, another day, just one more day, He has kept me. Oh, so no matter what I'm going through, I know my God will see me through. Another day, another day, another day, another day.
Hello, this is G-Wright coming to you live from the L.A. area, and I just have to say this, that I am definitely blessed to be here. I'm definitely blessed to be here. Blessed to know that God is watching over me, as I know God is watching over you. The first song you just now heard, that was none other then Dan J. Butler, that is Another Day. Hope you guys are having a great day so far. Before I get to the word and the message today, I would like to play one more song for you guys. We're getting everything set up for what I'm believing and hoping that God is going to do within this hour. The number here is 646-595-4311. This song is "He Will Never Leave You" by Willie Odom. I guess I'm just having just a little bit of difficulty. So I'm keep on going until something happens on this end. First of all, let me just say I'm so grateful for you guys for being here with me. God is definitely moving in our lives, and if you are and have been paying attention to the sermons and messages I've been giving and sharing with you, you would know that God definitely is moving. He's definitely working things out. He's working things out for our good. He's moving in our lives. And today I would like to talk with you guys about speaking life into your destiny. I call this speak life into your destiny. Because we're all dealing with so much, but we need to know that we need to speak life into our destiny. So much is going on right now. We have an opportunity of a lifetime right now. And God, I believe, is opening up doors, and it's just a matter of, you know, are you willing to do the thing? Are you willing to do what God has called you to do? Are you willing? So that's the biggest point for today is this. Are you willing? Are you willing to do the thing that God has called you to do? Are you willing to walk to your destiny? I'm here with a very good friend of mine I grew up with, and I have to say this, you guys, I actually sat down and I actually had the opportunity as he and some of his friends, we were sitting around talking about the plan that they had and the things that they were believing God for. And it's amazing that what happened was that these different things that they were believing God for actually came to pass. But they showed us a video, and in the video they're walking through, and my friend was saying exactly what he was believing that God was going to do in their lives and in his and the vision that he had given him. And one of the other friends had a videotape of him walking through and speaking life into his destiny. And a year later, he's actually doing the exact same thing that he had said he had spoken about in his ministry. And I have to say, what was amazing is just the fact that he spoke into the atmosphere and things began to change. And it just inspired me to say, you know what, let me share this with everyone. Because this is what I believe God is saying, not just to me, but God is saying also I believe that God is saying this thing to you as well. Something is happening. And what happened is this. He spoke into existence what God had placed on his heart. And when it comes to us, when it comes to the children of God, when it comes to the people of God, we've got to speak life into our situation. We have to speak life into the things that we're going through. We have to speak life and not death to the things that God has placed in our lives. You know, Matthew 12, verse 34 says, "But out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks." Speak life into your destiny. You know, I've heard some people say, "Oh, I'm believing God for this. At first, some people say, well, I'm believing God for this. I'm believing God for that. But what happens is this. What happens is that you say, okay, God, I'm believing you for this. And then what happens is that things begin to happen. Things begin to happen. And then people say, oh, but it's not going to really happen. So what happens is that we end up putting a nail in our own coffin because there's some things that we were believing God to do in our lives. And when those things don't happen the way we expect them to, then we say, God, why are we going through this? We can't say at one point that God is going to do this thing in our lives and then the next second speak death over it. It's like saying, oh, okay, I'm believing God for a husband or for a wife. I've heard people pray those prayers. Woman praying for a husband, a man praying for a wife. But then out the same mouth, a few seconds later, they say, but it's not going to really happen. Some people say, oh, I really would like to, my dream is really to go to school, go to college, get my degree. But I can never do that. So I want to talk with you guys about speaking life into your destiny. Not speaking death, but speaking life. Why is this so important? It's so important that we speak life into our situation because certain things happen. There's power in life and death. Is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. There's a saying that goes, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt them. Well, I'm here to let you know today that your words are powerful. Your words are powerful. Words do hurt. And, you know, when we're hurt sometimes, I've seen this happen. I've seen people talk and they cut people down. They've cut them down like a sword, to cut through them like a sword because of this thing, because of the fact that words are powerful. And the lie is that words are not powerful. So sometimes people think that they have the right to say anything out of their mouths. We've got to harness our mouths. We have to harness our mouths. You know, speak life into your destiny. Because what you speak out of your mouth, you put into the atmosphere. It's like this. When we speak life, we can say, you know what, I'm having the worst day ever. Guess what? If you're speaking that out into existence, guess what? More than likely, you're going to have the worst day ever because you've spoken it out. Now, even though things might happen, you don't put that might not go the way you expect them to go, you don't put power into that. It's your mindset. Things happen. Bad things. Things happen. Things happen. It's how we deal with them that makes the difference. It's how we deal with them that makes the difference. You know? And the biggest thing today is this, that you've got to understand. You've got to understand what God is saying to you. What is God saying to you? That's the biggest thing. You know, but I need you to also understand this, that when we speak things out into existence, it can form and change your life. Someone who makes powerful speeches about what they believe in God for in their lives and affirmations, more than likely, those things come to pass. Speak life into your destiny. Speak life into your destiny. I look at in Genesis chapter 1, we talked about the creation of man. God spoke in the beginning. I think that was John. But I'm going there right now so I can tell you exactly word for word. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, the thing about it is this. You're saying, what does that have to do with me? That's God. Well, God created us in his own image, in his likeness. He created us in his likeness. So we have the power to create. In our own situations, in our own settings, we have the power to create. In our own situations, in our own lives, in our own settings, we have the power to create. We have the power to say, to speak life and believe it. It's going to come to pass. Of course, we're not God, but he created us in his image. And we have the opportunity to speak life into our destiny. You know, I look at the fact of Jesus. Jesus looked at the wind and he said, peace be still. And guess what? The wind stopped. You know, and in the Bible, if you look in the Bible where God is placed on people's heart to say what he told them to say, he told them to say what he told them to say, and things happen. Things happen. If you speak into your destiny, if you speak life and positivity into the dreams that God has given you, then guess what? You're going to see things begin to change as you speak, which will take us into my second point tonight, which is see it coming to pass. Once you speak that life, speak life into your destiny, then you have to see it coming to pass. You have to see it coming to pass. What I'm going to do right now is take a break, and what I'm going to do is play this next song for you guys. And this song is All Things Are Possible from my CD entitled All Things Are Possible. And I'll be right back. Guess I'm having some technical difficulties with my board, so I'm just going to keep things rolling along tonight. All right, I'm just having just little technical difficulties, but you know what? How many of you know that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good? There's nothing that's too hard that God cannot handle. So even though I'm having technical difficulties, I'm going to still go on with this message. Speak life into your destiny. See it coming to pass. You know, I can say that good days are coming ahead. And this is not a new agey thing. If you're listening, it's not nothing new agey about it. You've got to see it coming to pass. You have to have faith that what you're speaking is going to happen. You have to speak, you have to believe, you have to have faith, the size of a mustard seed, because when you speak that thing into existence, you have to see it coming to pass in your heart. You have to see it happening in your heart. Like, there are some things that happened, and I'm going to tell you this story. I went to my cousin's graduation in 1984, and she graduated valedictorian of her class, no, salutatorian of her class. And after the graduation process, I asked, pulled my cousin to the side, and I said, why did you wear those special different type of yellow ribbons around your robe? Well, how come your robe was different from everyone else? And she explained to me that she had the second highest GPA in her class. Now, what I said was, I want that too. I said, I would like to graduate salutatorian of my class, valedictorian. I was going for valedictorian. But I said, I want the same thing. And what I did was this. For all those years, each of those years, I worked through that. I worked up to the point where I was the last of three. And there happened to be two salutatorians that year. One valedictorian and two salutatorians. We were like hundreds, 100th of a point. Like a 3.678 and then a 3.677. And they didn't let us know which one, but that wasn't the main point. The main point was that I graduated salutatorian of my class. I'm telling you this day because I saw it come to pass. I spoke it out, and 6 years later, it happened. It might not happen when you think it's going to happen, but if you believe and you have faith and you work toward that thing, it's going to happen. Life happens, it's true. But I believe that with God has placed and called for you to happen in your life is going to happen. is going to happen. You know, so see it coming to pass. Without a vision, it says in the Bible, without a vision, people perish. God said, without a vision, my people perish. Listen, you die without a vision. If you don't have a vision, if you don't speak forth your vision, if you don't believe in a vision, if you don't have faith in God and faith that he can bring that thing to pass in your life, then guess what? Then guess what? It's not going to happen if you don't have one. I'm going to say this. These are visionless people. I'm going to give you an example of visionless people. People who, now I might get in trouble for this saying that I'm going to say. You know, people just exist sometimes. We just exist. Have you ever met anyone who doesn't have any goals? Who don't have a goal to maybe go to school or who don't have a goal to, you know, let me do better. Let me have a better life. I like to have a better life. I like to walk closer with God. I would like to become the person that God's called me to be. But they don't have a vision. They don't have a vision. And without a vision, people perish. Without a vision, people perish. And with that vision, you have to write that vision down. The Bible says in the Bible, you have to write that vision down. Make it plain. Write your vision down. Write down your goals. Put them in a place, in a secret place, in a place where only you know where it is. And then, listen, go about your days and maybe come out and check it out a month later. Check, you know, you never know what God can do and what God will do. But if you have a vision, you need to have it, then write down. Visionless people will not go anywhere. If you don't have a vision, to me, I'm sensitive. In my opinion, in G. Wright's opinion, you have to have a vision. Because without a vision, like the Bible says, people perish. They perish into the just existing category. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to just exist. I want to make a difference. I want to do what I love to do, what I'm passionate about doing. Can I get an amen? Can you give me an amen wherever you are? You know, you have to have a vision. And you have to write that vision down. And then get to truly believe it. You have to truly believe it can come true. You have to believe that you deserve it. You deserve to have a better life. Some people don't have money and a whole bunch of things like that. But guess what? You don't have to have money to be happy. I've seen some students where I'm helping my brother. And I've heard some students say this. I heard a student say, you know, I don't want to be famous. I just want to do what I love doing. You have to believe that your dreams can come true. You have to believe that you deserve that. If God created you, guess what? Then you deserve to go after your dreams. Whatever it is that you like to do, you deserve that. You know, I just want to encourage you today to have that faith. I want to encourage you today that indeed all things are possible. I want you to understand that and to believe it. Because no matter what you're going through, all things are possible. And with that note, I'm still having technical difficulties with my music playing, but you know, God is good. God is good. He's good all the time. And listen, let me tell you this. Something is happening. Something is happening in your life. As I'm speaking this to you right now, those who are listening to my voice, I'm speaking right now that you will begin to go after your dreams. You will begin to write down your vision and your goals and the things that you like to do. Don't say that your goals are not attainable. Don't say that you cannot reach those goals. Don't say that you're not able to, because with God, with men it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. God created you. He's given you breath. Guess what? You have the opportunity. It's just a matter of a choice. You have a choice today. And I'm just speaking forth that you are going to begin to write down your vision and your goals, and you're going to believe that it can happen. Yes, it can happen for you. guess what? The richest person is that in the world is not better than you. Because guess what? At the end of the day, when they check out of this world, they're going to meet their creator. At the end of the day, when they check out of the world, they're going to meet their creator. And just because people might have riches, doesn't mean that they're even happy. I've seen some people who are rich who are miserable. Because guess what? They're trying to buy love. They're trying to buy a dream. They're trying to buy goals. And the one thing they're doing is just living. But not doing anything. That's kind of when God blesses you, you have to give back. You should give back because that's helping to enrich others. And the more you help others to enrich other people's lives, guess what? Your lives become even more enriched. You know, you got to see it coming to pass. You got to truly believe it. You know, you have to have faith. You know, you have to believe. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. In Proverbs chapter 4, it says, in verse 5, it says, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Verse 7, wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Listen, get the wisdom. I'm trying to give you some wisdom tonight. I'm trying to give you some wisdom nugget, something that's going to help you to get to the place where you desire to be. Because you know what? I believe that it can happen to you, and I believe it can happen for you. Speak life into your destiny. Now, before I go any further, destiny. You might be wondering, what is destiny? Destiny is whatever you feel that God has called you to do or to become or to be. The future. So speak life into your future. Speak life into your destiny. Speak life into what you believe God has called you to do. Speak life. You know, because I don't understand how sometimes we can say, I believe, sometimes when things start happening, we do not act like we believe, and we begin to speak death. Now, mind you, sometimes we do have those days where it's like, woe is me. We all face those woe is me days. You know, we all have those times we hit blocks and, you know, things in our path. But sometimes, you know, we can be angry but don't sin. Don't go and beat somebody up or something like that. We all have times we're frustrated. But I'm just helping you to encourage you that beyond the frustration lies your destiny. Beyond that situation that blockage in the road still lies your future. You have to believe that your future can change. You have to believe that God is able to make all grace abound to you and to help you get to the place where you need to get to. So speak life into your destiny, into your future. My first point I said tonight is this: speak life into your destiny. Speak life into your destiny. See it coming to pass. My third point tonight is this one: invest into your destiny. You know, sometimes I think that we expect everything to happen, you know, for free. Now, it is a thing where God blesses us and blesses us with contact. But guess what? If this your vision that God is giving you, who needs to work the hardest? It's your vision. Isn't that right, Marcus? Right. You know, and I have a friend of mine, Marcus. We're in the same spot, same space, y'all. But, you know, he's listening to everything I'm saying to you. And I'm saying this, guys, if God has given you a vision for, let's say this, making clothes. Maybe you like to become a seamstress or, you know, a seamster, you know. I know I'm probably saying that wrong, you guys, but you get the point of what I'm trying to say. Perhaps God has given you the gifts with your hands where you can sew, where you can straight, fashionable clothes and fashionable things. Well, listen to this. That's what he's giving you. That has nothing to do with your brother next door unless the vision that God is placing you is for you two to work together. But it becomes your vision. It becomes something that you have to hold. It becomes something that you have to nurture. You have to nurture that thing. Invest into your destiny. You have to be willing to work. You have to be willing to do something. You have to be willing to do something. And I say this word about investing. When you invest, you put time into something. You put time into something. So you have to be willing to put time into your vision. You have to be willing to put time into your future. You have to be willing to spend time thinking of different ways, writing down and jotting down different ways to get to the place where you desire to be. You have to make time. It's not the time. When it comes time to invest in your future, it's not the time to go out and drink and have a whole bunch of fun going all over the place. You know, you need to go somewhere, sit down, write down your vision, pray about it, think about it, and invest. Because guess what? It's your vision. It's not like I can pass the hat on to my friend Marcus, my new friend Marcus, and say, hey, Marcus, here's my vision. Marcus, I'm going to go and hang out with the boys and have some fun and call some of my female friends to hang out while you go ahead and develop my marketing plan and my business plan for my destiny. You know, it doesn't happen like that. Guess what? I'm going to tell you this. I'm just going to give you an example. When it came to my producing my CD, it took many, many years. But guess what? No one put in more time than I did. No one can say they put more than I did, even in investing. No one can say that they did more than I did when it came to my project. Because it was my project. G. Wright's name is on this project. I put in the time. I'm telling you guys, it's not about passing the buck. It's about you putting in the time. And then once you put in the time, and as you're putting in the time into your future, into your dream, into your vision, guess what? Then God is going to bless you by bringing other people across your path who will speak into your life and who will help aid you in doing that thing that God's called you to do. Invest. Invest is not just time. It's about being a good steward. Being a good steward. Being a good steward. I mean this. If it's your dream, if it's your vision, you're going to take care of that dream, that vision. What's meant for you is not meant for everyone else. What is meant for you is not meant for everyone else. You know, what God shares with you, whether it's through people or just and what he shares to you, and when you wake up in the morning, in the middle of the night, or you get this bright idea, an idea just burning in your heart and your mind, and you have to go somewhere and write this idea down or record this idea, guess what? It's not meant for everyone. In other words, I'm not going to go and share my vision with someone I don't even know and be fully just transparent with the vision that God's given me, and I don't even know them. I don't know what their intentions are toward me. You know, you can't share anything with everyone. And just because someone shares something with you doesn't mean that's for you either. You know, be a good steward. You know, do your studying. Learn about your vision, what it's going to take for that vision to come to pass. No man builds a house without a blueprint. No person doesn't say, you know what, I want to become a movie star, but they don't understand, they don't know how to become a movie star. They don't know what things they need to do, what skills they need to sharpen up on. Likewise, you know, be a good steward over your destiny, over your future. Protect it. Protect it. Protect it. Are you speaking life into your destiny? You got to protect your destiny. You know what? Sometimes we can become involved with the wrong type of people. And as you invest into your destiny, and you need to be a good steward, you need to be careful of people who speak death into your existence. When I say everything is not meant for everyone, everyone might not need to know that, hey, guess what? You just won $5,000. That's no one else's business except yours. And what happens is this. God might have blessed you with that $5,000 to help you get out of debt. Then once you tell everyone else can tell you what they think you should do with it, or, hey, you know what, I need $1,000 to pay this off. You've been blessed with $5,000 to pay this off, pay my bills off, and that might not be why you're blessed with it. You know, be a good steward. Don't share everything with everyone. Invest into your destiny. And don't be afraid to sweat. Have you ever seen lazy people who don't like to sweat, who don't like to work and expect everything to happen, you know, come out, have everything given to them on a silver platter? You know, I had someone who, a friend of mine actually was angry with me. He accused me, and I'm going to say it on here, he accused me of being a house nigger. Because I didn't agree with something that he said to a coworker who happened to be white. Now, first of all, guys, I look at people as people. Racism is true. It is alive. But not everyone is racist. You know, and a great person said this to me. They said, I don't have to react to the way a person, So I don't have to react to the way you act. You know, the way you act is the way you act. I don't have to react to it. You know, if you see two people fussing and one person not fussing, guess what? It makes the person who's fussing and arguing look stupid. It makes that person look stupid. You know, people, you know, we just got to think about these things. And I'm just trying to help you guys to realize this, that you don't have to react to the way people act. When it comes to speaking life into your destiny and investing into your destiny, you don't have to react to the way people act toward you as you invest in your destiny. It's your life. You know, I wasn't given anything on a silver platter. Things weren't just given to me. You know, things just didn't just happen in my life. You understand? You know, I've worked hard for what I've gotten. And what God has blessed me with, he's blessed me with. You know, as you speak life into your destiny, as you see it coming to pass, and as you invest into your destiny, like I said, don't be afraid to sweat. Don't be afraid to get your feet into the thing, into your vision. You know, get dirty. Get deep and dirty into your vision. Get deep and dirty into your vision. When I say deep and dirty, y'all, I'm talking about this. Get so far into your vision, into your, you're in that vision almost basically fully. You're fully into it. You might be sweating, but guess what? Sweat today, pay later. Or play now and pay later. You can either do that, pay now, do the sweating, and play later, or play now and pay later. Your destiny is so important. Your destiny is so important. Your life is important. You are important to God. Wherever you are, repeat after me. I am important to God. I am important to God. I am important to God.
I'm halfway to destiny. life's been serving you some blows. Yeah. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in. 'Cause you've got to run this race in pain to win. All is possible. The darkness surrounds you, trying to hold you back. You don't think you will win. Just put your eyes on Jesus. Then you'll succeed. So get on now. Time in this life.
No,
no, no, no, no. All things are possible. If you believe, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your dreams can come true. If you walk in faith with me, all things are possible.
This is Brother Willie Odom Sr., and you are listening to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, Minister G. Wright. Would you like to be part of his guest? Well, you can be. Give him a call, 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. That's the Heart of Love radio show with Minister G. Wright.
My God is worthy.
You are the present each and every day.
You ought to clap your hands.
I appreciate you guys for staying with me. You just now finished hearing All Things Are Possible, which is from my CD, which is available on iTunes. And also, I tell you, I have a new CD, All Things Are Possible Special Edition, which is going to be distributed through New Day. So that will be going nationally pretty soon. So I'll let you guys know. I just want to just encourage you also, feel free to check out the artist I played right before my song. Her name is Karima Kibble. That song was Closer. I have about 7 more minutes remaining. And if you've been with me, the title of the message is Speak Life into Your Destiny. Speak life into your destiny. See it coming to pass. Invest in your destiny. And then walk into your destiny. As you speak life into your destiny, as you're speaking creation, and you're creating and helping to mold your destiny, you have to walk into your destiny. You take a walk and you're putting one foot forward, and then you put another foot forward, and as you take steps, whether they're small steps or big steps, you're taking steps to get you to the place where you believe God wants you to be, wants you to get to. And you're taking steps to get closer to what you're trying to do with your life. I would like to encourage you to affirm yourself daily. Affirm yourself. You know, encourage yourself to do the right thing. Encourage yourself to do what God has called you to do. Encourage yourself to pay attention. Encourage yourself to be more diligent. Affirm yourself. You know, I am wonderfully and fearfully made. I deserve the best. I am a child of God. Affirm yourself. All things are possible. When that situation and that you have a blockade in your road, in your path to your destiny, you know what? You say, you know, I believe that all things are possible. You have to believe all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. You do this each day. You know, I will not allow things around me to dictate how I should feel. Affirm yourself daily. And then also this, don't hang around negative people. Negativity does not go with light. You don't have light and darkness in the same room hanging out saying, hey, what you up to? You don't have the moon and the sun hanging out together. You know, what are you up to? Well, you're awfully hot. Well, you're awfully shining brightly. You know, you're not going to have the sun and the moon together. You're not going to have things like that together. You can't have life and negative people around you. Negative people will drain you. If you're a good-natured person, a negative person will drain you if you are not more positive than they are negative. You know what? Sometimes people like that, you know, you put keep away from you. Now, negative people who might be jealous. Oh, yes, you have someone around you probably who is jealous of you right now. You might not know it. You might not even understand that they're jealous. But jealous people will kill your dream. Negative people will kill your dream if you allow them to be around you. So as you speak life into your destiny, that goes hand in hand with what I said. Everyone is not your friend. Everyone does not need to know everything there is about you. Not everyone has your best interest in store. You've got to understand that some people don't have your best. So while you're speaking life to your situation of the business that you're trying to build, you might have someone over there in the next corner, or beside you, or even in your family who is saying, oh, it's never going to happen, or they're going to fall, they're going to fail. That's because you don't share everything with everyone, because everything is not, in your life is not meant for everyone. What is meant for you is meant for you. Don't hang around negative people. And don't be afraid of your destiny. Some people have the success complex. Some people have the success complex. And what is that success complex? They're really afraid of being successful. So they will do everything to even undermine their own success. So it goes beyond the person who says, you know, who speaks life, and then the next breath they speak death to their own thing. This person's not just speaking death. They're doing the total opposite. Like, if you know that you like to be in the entertainment world, guess what? You're not going to move to a city that where there's hardly entertainers or entertainment coming through there on a regular basis. You might have to go to L.A. You might have to go to Atlanta. You might have to go to D.C. You might have to go to New York. You might have to go to Chicago. You might have to go to Texas. You know, wherever the thing that you're trying to do in your life, don't make sure you don't have that complex. You know, get out the way. Don't be afraid of success. Walk in the thing. Walk in your destiny and continue to speak life into your destiny. You have to continue speaking life into your destiny. You know, you have to continue to do that thing that you know you are supposed to do. You've got to. You owe it to yourself. In order for you to have, I want you to understand, I'm not saying that your destiny is a destiny where you are a billionaire, but do the thing that you love to do, that thing that you can't wait to get up each morning and do, and do that thing that you're passionate about doing, and do that. Stick with that. Develop your business plan. Do the thing and go. Don't be afraid to succeed. Don't be afraid to succeed. Don't fear that very thing that you like to do. Now, mind you, sometimes we might become a little nervous. But listen, speak life into your destiny. Speak life. Speak positive things about who you are, about who God has created you to be. You know, I love you. Wherever you are right now, I want you to know I love you because God created you. I love you because you're breathing. I love you because God commanded us to love. I hope that something I'm speaking to you will touch your hearts and your minds today. I want to encourage you to check out my blog, blogtalkradio.com/GWright. Check me out on my official website at gwrightonline.com. You can find me on MySpace and on Facebook at gwright. I just want to say God bless you. Don't forget, walk into your destiny. Speak life into your destiny. Invest in it. See it coming to pass. Invest in it and walk in your destiny. I'm going to leave you today with this song from Antonio Lawrence, Every Word, and I will see you this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless you.
By every word that comes from God's mouth.
Antonio, I know exactly what you mean because it was God's word that transformed my life.
Oh, yeah.
Can we sing about it?
Come on, let's go.
Words of life.
Lord.